7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
A baby, Kevin. I'll have a test tube baby.
Yes. Hello. Once again, it is 1930 UTC, and it's time to start the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'd like to welcome you to my personal hell. I don't know what day we're on. Day 39, 44? I have no damn idea. And all I know is that today is just another extra hell day. Why is today extra hell day? Because I'm running out of drugs. I have less than 24 hours supply of the crap that I really need. And so, yeah, I'm fighting that battle today. I've already been on the phone for I don't know how long trying to get through to real people, which is impossible. I called the pharmacy and got the automated system, and I punched in all the numbers, and I pushed all the buttons, and then I got dumped out of the automated system because it said, oh, there's an issue, there's a problem, and the system was screwed up today. It wasn't working like it normally does, and so when it got to the part where the computer realized, oh, we have to call this guy's doctor first to refill this, it just freaked out. So the only thing I could do was then call my doctor's office, which is just another automated system. You can't actually talk to anybody. And so I did that, left messages and all this crap and blah, blah, blah. So now I'm waiting for my doctor's office to call me back, and they'll be really smart, and they'll say something along the lines of, oh, to refill that prescription, you need doctor's permission. And I will say, yes, I know. That's why I called you, the doctor's office, so you could refill this prescription. That was supposed to be and you're waiting for another doctor. Yes, I know I'm still waiting for a doctor to call me. That's why I need more drugs, is because I'm still waiting for the doctor to call me. So yeah, surrounded by complete incompetence. Welcome to America. Oh, I just want to drink some tea. I got some Da Hong Bao today that I'm drinking, and I'm thinking that maybe later tonight, I think I might switch to Jinjin Mei. Or maybe I'll just drink Da Hong Bao for the rest of the day and switch to Jinjin Mei tomorrow. I don't know. All I know is I gotta drink a lot of tea. Oh, and it's so good. So, yeah. My day just started, and I'm already in hell. Well, at least I'm not in the Autonomous Commie Republic.
The Autonomous Commie Republic, which is part of the Russian Federation, is situated in the far northwest of Europe and spreads up to the Arctic part of the Ural Mountains. It's crossed by 9 northern parallels. 10 fair-sized European states could be placed on its territory. Besides indigenous residents, that is, the Commie people, there are also Russians, Ukrainians, Nenets, Chuvashis, and Tartars. And now let's go back into history a little bit. A boy lying on skins behind our backs was turning the knobs of a small transistor radio. And the tent was suddenly filled with an announcer's voice speaking comic. Then with music from Moscow, followed by English and French.
Toto, I don't think we're in Kansas anymore. Walking on Broadway, you know, and there's this incredible looking Swedish girl having a cappuccino across the street from Lincoln Center. I started talking to her, you know, and she said her name was Lola. Her English wasn't too good, you know, but we wound up spending about 5 hours together just hanging out, you know. So we go back to my place and get high and we get really into each other, man. I mean, it was love about to happen, I'm serious. And then all of a sudden she gets up and she says, hey, I really gotta leave. Damn. Hey. Really flipped out, you know. She asked me if I'm angry or something. I said, of course I'm angry, man. This isn't high school or anything, you know. So I'm feeling really cavalier. And I say, call me, you know, if you want to. Yeah, call me if you want to. So she rang me up and she says, hey, you want to go out? Do I want to go out?
Yeah, man. She took me home, man. She threw me all around the room, man. I mean, this chick was really hot, man. She was nice to me, you know. She let me keep on my cowboy boots and everything. She's all right. Yeah. I dare you to play this record. She doesn't sleep with my friends. And anything else you do, you know, don't you tell me. Yeah. Lola, Lola, Lola.
Wasn't that fun?
No.
Yes, that was Eben Ozen with their smash hit, A-E-I-O-U and Sometimes Y. Good to know. Good to know your vowels from your consonants. I don't know what to do now other than maybe call a taxi.
Taxi!
Where to, Gov?
Airport.
Holiday!
No, I need the finest girl in Jamaica. No!
Get in! Sit in the back! I know a shortcut! Hold tight!
We'll be right back.
Yeah. Very cool. Funk number 49 from the James Gang. Oh, you gotta love it. You gotta love Joe Walsh. And you gotta wonder, what does Belinda think?
Oh, Belinda.
Oh, damn. Look at that. Oh. Hey.
Uncle Grandfather. Ow.
Dumb looking.
Is that a round tray of hamburgers?
Oh, God. She has brought a wrong tray of hamburgers.
But what about that path?
Stay true to the past and beware the, what do you know? The guy.
Who?
Brenda.
Beware of who?
Put those on the top shelf until the fire is hot.
Who, Uncle Grandfather? Beware of who?
Quaffio.
Who?
Hiya.
Quaffio?
You can do it. Now do you understand?
No, I don't.
You see, Geraldson. Hamburger should be high.
All right.
Oh, damn. Look at that.
Oh,
look. Yes, Renai Circulation by Hana Kanazawa. I mean, Kanahawazawa. Oh, yeah, my brain isn't working. Oh, so what do you do when your brain isn't working? You get some synth. I don't know what that's all about, but whatever. What were we doing? What are we doing with synth lately? I can't even remember. I didn't really do anything last night. Maybe we should just go. Yeah, I don't remember exactly what we were doing with that. Sounded kind of muddy. Remember what we were doing with that. I've got a whole bunch of stuff hooked up here. Oh yeah, that's right. I remember that we were messing with the sequencer timing. You add some LFO. And that does all crazy stuff with the timing of the sequencer. Yeah. You know what's weird is I kind of don't feel like doing this right now. I don't feel like doing anything right now, to be perfectly honest with you. The other thing is I need to go to the store. I've got no food. I don't want to go to the store. but I keep thinking about it. But I can't go to the store because that's when the damn doctor will call me and say, answer your phone. And I'll say,
Nyampasu.
Yeah, Nyampasu. What am I doing? I don't know.
I don't even know.
All right, so what other synth projects have I, what does I have a push play? Oh yeah, so this is a thing. And this has nowhere to go. I have no interest in dealing with any of this. It's just a crappy arpeggio and some junk to fill it out. So, yeah, what else do we got? What else do we got in here? Hit it. I said go. Oh, yeah. This nightmare. Well, you know, I really enjoy this chord progression, but... Oh, do I really want to solo over it? Maybe. And do I really want to solo over it with these tiny little keys that nobody can ever play? I don't know. You know what I need to do is I need to get a MIDI through box that's USB so I can hook this up to a real keyboard. All right, what else we got?
Det som är hemskt som har hänt nu, när man går förbi någon som man tycker är riktigt snygg, då har vi börjat säga, oh shit, checka ut.
True that I love it.
But I was just looking around. There's a football game on. What am I watching?
And how's Key able to get it clear? Roldan, the last man back, just buying some time for his teammates to get back
what
defensively.
Is, oh.
Baldun CL fell to the turf, gets back
okay,
up.
Okay, yeah. Whatever. This is a CONCACAF Champions League game. Yes, there is a Champions League for CONCACAF. Nobody watches it. Nobody cares. The stadium is completely empty. That might be because of COVID, of course, but I don't even know who's playing. This is Seattle. The Seattle Sounders versus a team abbreviated as MOT. Mott. I do like Mott's. Oh, it must be Monterrey. Could it be El Chivas? It just might be.
Just one for the Sounders.
Say Monterrey.
Total 8 shots to 2.
No spectators. Sounds so weird when
there's
nobody.
No doubt that Diego Vasquez had his team inspired for this one. They've been on their game. They've been playing hard, playing with passion.
Yeah, yeah.
Just the fourth team from the United States that they've ever played.
And boy,
only beat one
American. Are you
going to
get it now?
Are they going to get it now?
Look at that crazy mess you made. And Mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to wipe.
409 special grease dissolvers cut through grease fast.
Hurry.
409 is so effective, it starts to work before you start to wipe.
Hey, that shines. What have you two been up to?
Oh, we're just trying to do some dubious goals committee, 1981, Mom. But yeah, I have to admit, we're kind of failing at that, and I need to apologize for another really crappy episode of the dubious goals committee. Man, when I'm in this bad a shape, I can barely function. So tune in tomorrow at 19:30 UTC. For another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I gotta find some food or something. I'm out of here. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Seventy.